The business news starts with the fuel that still runs the world's business. Attacks between Israel and Hezbollah helped push oil prices to a record high in overnight trading, above $78 a barrel. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
What worries oil traders about the battle on Israel's northern border is the prospect it could involve Iran. Both the U.S. and Israel have suggested that Iran played a role in this week's raid by Hezbollah. Should Iran get drawn into the shooting battle, that could affect output of the world's fourth largest oil producer. Energy analyst John Kilduff of FEMAT USA says that just adds to fears caused by the ongoing diplomatic standoff over Iran's nuclear ambitions.
This is much more dire because obviously we're staring down a potential armed conflict. And I have to say that this is one scenario that I don't think anybody in the oil market had gamed out.
Rebel attacks in oil-rich Nigeria also helped push crude prices to a record high. Even with the price of gasoline near $3 a gallon, though, Kilduff says demand for gas in the week ending June 30th was the second highest on record.
The resiliency the consumer is showing at the pump, I have to say, is a bit of a head-scratcher at this point. The consumer is going to be continuing to see, though, higher and higher prices at the pump, and I have to believe that there will be a breaking point at some point.
Consumers who empty their wallets to fill their gas tanks may be less inclined to spend elsewhere. Concern about a drop in consumer spending helped push stock in Walmart stores down yesterday by more than 2%. Scott Horsley, NPR News.